What is up, you beautiful people? Welcome back to another episode of the Built on Bitcoin podcast, where we're covering everything going on in stacks. And this is a This Week in Stacks episode where we talk about just that. And I'm not going to waste any time because there's a ton to cover this week. And I try and keep these brief and short so you can be updated in no time. So to achieve that, let's just get right freaking into it. Brief overview of what we're going to cover today. Grants program updates, City Coins, Auto Alex, KYVE, I'm not sure if there's a way to say that, Megapont newsletter, Stacks Founders Lab, and the Cohort 2 of Stacks Ventures was announced. Just a few things on the list. So let's jump in. First up is the grants program dashboard. It's been in works for a while and completely revamped. They got rid of GitHub. Now they have their own backend. And I'm still learning how to navigate it, but it definitely looks way, 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 way better. Makes the process way more clean. And you can tag and like see and filter by different categories, which is dope. So, yeah, definitely recommend if you want to stay at the cutting edge of stuff that's going to be coming down the line over the next few months, and you want to know like what's waiting in the wing, or if you're a dev and you can see like what things kind of build off of in 3 to 6 months, go to grants.stacks.org/grants and you can check it out. Next up, City Coins. There's been a ton of development in City Coins. First of all, the 2.0 proposal upgrade passed with flying colors. I think it was like 99.26% voted yes, with one voting no. And so that's good. That's going into effect, which is the change in the emission schedule, some updates to the contract. There's also been some talk. They're holding calls right now with the community on a couple things. One, City Cash, or a City Coins stablecoin. The name is TBD, but they're thinking about bringing a stablecoin that would be tapped into what City Coins is doing, whether that's a one kind of like mega stablecoin that branches to all of them, or another one at the local level for Miami and New York and whatever. Very, very early. The first conversations happened on Monday, I believe. But that's something to watch. Very, very interesting. Also, this has been going on for the past couple weeks. I haven't been aware of it because I've been doing some other things. But City Coins DAO is like top priority. So they're really working through how to make that as effective as possible going forward. So if you want to be a part of these calls or really just pay attention to it, there's an initiatives kind of like branch of channels in the City Coins Discord, and that is the place to be. There's like 4 or 5 main channels there. DAOs, City Coins, stablecoin, a couple other ones. That's the place to be if you want to be at the cutting edge of this stuff that's going on in City Coins right now. All right, next update. Alex released Auto Alex, which is now you can automatically reinvest and compound your harvested rewards that you get from staking your Alex. So now if you staked your Alex, there's a new button you'll see, and you'll click that when you harvest, and it'll give you back AT Alex or Auto Alex. And now as long as you hold that, it will take your rewards and spin them back in. And to get back out of it, all you gotta do is swap that Auto Alex token for regular Alex, and it will stop. You're good to go. So pretty cool. Next up on the list is KYVE, or Kyiv. I don't know how it's supposed to be pronounced, but they are a data delivery system allowing Web3 apps to scale. But they're in between Arweave and the blockchain, and they give API infrastructure for developers to fetch data in a much, much more efficient way. So they are now coming to Stacks, and Stacks is their first kind of Bitcoin-focused project they're integrating with. So that's super cool. Next on the list, Megapont. They dropped their newsletter number 8, and there's a few notable things on there. First, merch is coming. They're dropping that soon. Second, they're being pretty transparent in their accounting. So they're just really leading the way in how to do a community-led project and just like delivering over and over and over. And so they're starting to show whenever they spend something from the treasury or the money that they've earned from the project that's over $50,000, they're going to put it in the newsletter. And so there were two big expenses in this month. One was $100,000 to a event management company for the Megapont party in June. And second, they paid Steve, who is the author or artist of Mega Kongs, for his work on Mega Kongs and his work coming up on Baby Kongs, or Kong Fu, I think they're calling it now. So that was, he got paid 50 ETH for his work. Also, they have a Moonbird, yeah, that one, that they're raffling. So it's happening on Friday, so recommend you hit their Discord if you want to have a slim chance of winning a life-changing amount of money, or a bird that you could nest in into infinity. So that's cool. And then last thing is Baby Kongs, which you've seen some snippets online. They are changing it a little bit. The name they're working with is Kong Fu, and they're turning it into an interactive game where you don't just stake your Baby Kong. You do what's called training, which is kind of a hybrid off-chain, on-chain mechanism to find these scrolls. They didn't drop a ton of alpha in the newsletter, but super interesting that they're bringing another interactive game that utilizes these super cute little freaking monkeys. So, yeah, super cool. Megapont is crushing it. Last two, these are all kind of around Stax Ventures or facilitating the next generation of Stax builders. In the first one, they announced a new program called Stax Founders Lab, which is run by an old friend of Trevor's named Albert. And it's like a pre-accelerator accelerator. So when you're in the accelerator, apparently, it's a three-month program, and it can be really intense. So they're trying to get you from, here's your idea, or it's currently in this in its stage, and we're going to get you to funding and being able to pitch investors in that three-month period. And so it's going to go, we're just going to jet fuel rock to get to that stage to where you're ready to, you know, ask for millions of dollars. That can be intense for some companies. And so the Founders Lab is an earlier program to help you kind of mold your pitch or do some ground level work on your product before you enter the accelerator. So that's pretty cool. And then with like a, just a bombshell announcement last night, Stax Ventures Twitter dropped the Cohort 2 and all the teams in it. And we're just going to go real, real briefly through everyone that's in this package. So first up, OneHuddle. OneHuddle is a next generation training platform for companies they're trying to retrain their employees. So typically you'll see this as like if you're in a company, you go up to that drab office, you sit in front of the computer and you watch some boring video which that you can't skip ahead of, and they're tracking you to make sure you learn the lesson. OneHuddle rethinks that, and they use a mobile first approach and AI and gamification and crypto to retrain employees on different things in the company. So super cool. And I think they're utilizing Citicoins specifically in what they're doing. There's one called Bazooka Tango, which is a mobile play to earn gaming outfit. I didn't find much on the website, so that's all I can say. But that also covers a lot. Mobile play to earn gaming, like Axie, something dope. There's one called Blue Studios. I actually had the pleasure of interviewing Kelly, which is coming out in about a week. But they have a wallet called Wallio, which is a family wallet. So they're trying to think about how do you get the family to learn finance and over time, you know, handle things like estate management, learn how to do crypto at the same time. So They're treating it as a family crypto wallet with a family education platform, and they're utilizing NFTs. They have this character called Bella. It's a whole platform. I highly recommend. I'll drop the link in the description below, but what they're doing is super, super cool. Next up, DLC Link. This one, I had to do a little bit of research on what is a DLC. I keep hearing that term. It's a discrete log contract, and one way to think of this real quick is typically when you sign a transaction, you sign it and it gets executed. Like, I want to buy that NFT. And it's already pending. It's in the mempool. Next step up might be a multisig wallet. So I would sign it, and that's my yes. But we need, you know, two of three people to say yes before that transaction initiates. That's kind of how a DLC works. So you start it, and then the DLC is off-chain. It's waiting for some kind of information, which could be a Stack smart contract. That's the interesting part here. And then once something is confirmed, it can go back and into the chain and then do the other side of that trade. So now you have one and two confirmed. It's that middle piece that you could put in an Oracle or some kind of data, I think, where Stacks can actually start to play with and initiate transactions on the Bitcoin chain. So DLC has huge, huge potential. Another one is E8 Internet. They're looks like they're using Citicoins as a way to foster widespread hotspot use across a city. So kind of like how if you're a Comcast user, you know, you can use your login and bounce around the city and use Comcast's hotspot service. They're doing something like that. I couldn't find a ton more on their website. It says Helium competitor in the Notion doc, but I couldn't find anything about that on their site. So TBD, don't want to say anything. It's incorrect. Ifani is the next one, and they are labeled as the most secure mobile phone service. And apparently, like, getting your SIM hacked or swapped is a huge way that people can hack you and get access to your phone number. And then once you do, I'm assuming, two-factor authentication, you can just get easy access to a ton of people's accounts. So Ifani is a encrypted phone service, has a VPN attached to it, and high-level encryption, and a $5 million insurance coverage if you do get hacked. So didn't know that was a big need, but glad it exists, so that's cool. There's another one called ePioneer, which is, the title says, Bitcoin settled carbon offsets on-chain with its carbon-removing marketplace and climate city wallet. So I think this one is like a marketplace for trading different carbon-neutral assets. I don't know a ton about this field, and it was actually kind of hard to find information on them because the website's still pretty, it's still a landing page. So be aware of that name. More should be coming out, but I couldn't find a lot. There's another one called Flatlay. Flatlay is a social commerce site. It says they connect brands with creatives. As far as I could tell, it looks like it might be part marketplace, like you can go and buy things, but also it's part creatives can post things and they can work with brands, almost like an agency marketplace in some unique way using NFTs and things like that. I'm not sure on Flatlay, but that one looks interesting. There's another one called Forever Today, which is a physical play-to-earn fitness game using crypto, wearable tech, and gamification. And on the website, the first thing they have going on is a Miami versus New York City coin prize pool. And so basically you take your phone, you download their app, you go out and do your physical things, play basketball, tennis, you know, a little disc golf maybe, whatever you're into. You get your points, and as a pool, which as a city in this case, I believe, whoever gets the most points over that time, they get to share the prize pool. So they're using all kinds of cool stuff with crypto, gamification, and the phone you already got in your pocket to make a physical play to earn, get your ass off the couch, and you can win some shit. So that's pretty cool. Friend's Place, you've probably seen this in some Discords. Drew's kind of had it out in the open for a little while. But he's building currently it's a Discord bot that allows you to token gate and verify NFTs in people's wallets, and you can assign roles based off those things. That's some very early functionality. He has a whole, the basic game plan is to be the tool to help grow and nurture and manage your community in Web3. So yeah, so far I love what Drew is doing. Next one, Genobank, which it says secure your health data in a way that gives you complete control. This can be used to transact with a doctor or something, and you control it. So you can always take it back if you want to. You can also lease it out to researchers, apparently, and you can get paid on some of your data to be used in a trial or something, or some kind of like science research. And again, if you want to, you can take it back. Apparently, you control that. So that one's interesting. There's one called Gravy, which is a Bitcoin-based music streaming service. It allows you to mint a song as an NFT, and then you can share it across their platform. And on that platform, they handle management, reselling, and the dividends of earnings on our stuff and all the copyright stuff. So all the headache stuff, if you hold the NFT, you're the boss of that. So that's Gravy. And then NeoSwap is next up on the list. This is an AI-powered platform to facilitate complex trades between parties. So that sounds like a mouthful. I haven't taken a demo of this yet. I want to get John on the podcast. I want to get everyone in this list on the podcast. Let's be real. But when I was in Miami, I did talk to some people who got to see the demo. And some of what I heard is that the power of NeoSwap is that you might have multiple parties that want to trade. And it's hard to agree on, like, if I give you one of those and you give me two of those, is that fair? Or you give me five of those lower value ones and I'll give you two medium and one lower value. Things like that. In NeoSwap Party, I think that's one of their sub-products, you would choose a basket of NFTs and you would give them a value. So you would say, my Megapont is a 10, my Project Indigo is a 5, my Bird is a 7, whatever it is. And you want to get a certain amount for those. And then you say, okay, cool, as long as I get a basket worth this much, I'll let it go. Everyone else does that on the same way. And then it uses AI to find the best possible match of you getting your value and everyone else getting their value, and everyone leaves happy. And if it can't find a match, it won't do a trade. So that's the basic thing I heard, is that you kind of assign values, you can it makes some matches, and then you can agree to trade or not. And they market it as it can increase liquidity of a marketplace by up to 100x just by being able to find those perfect matches that are just sitting dormant that no one even knows exist. So didn't know that was a need. Super interesting idea. I definitely got to play with that. Next one on the list. There's a lot going on. Like, this is nuts. Next one is called Rad NFTV. And it's NFTs for video streaming. And they have some partnerships with some of the biggest content creators and brands in the world. That one's interesting. They got watch parties. You can get limited edition NFTs. They might be on some platforms, like consoles soon. And they're coming from Ethereum and moving to stacks. So that's cool. All right, let me take one breath just to pause. I know you need a break too, because there's a lot going on. I've been riffing for like, I don't even know, 15 minutes. So let's just take one breath. Okay, let's get back into it. Rider is next. You know Rider. Founded by Lewis from the Foundation, Marvin from the Foundation. I believe Friedger is a co-founder in this as well. They are building a first-of-its-kind social wallet for crypto. And so initially it was a watch, but now it's more of a modular design, so you can wear it as a necklace or something else. And it's just supposed to make the process of interacting with your wallet as easy as possible. It's just like using an Apple Watch where you can just flick or tap things and transact with your Hero wallet. So super excited for Rider. I think their initial NFT drop that will give you claims to different things is in a month or two. So be on the lookout. Next up on the list, StackerDAO Labs. Orlando and Ryan, my guys. They are building DAO, create a DAO, spin one up in a box. Like, easy, answer a few questions, let them know what you're doing. Choose a few different categories, and they'll put boundaries for you in that DAO structure that best fits what you're trying to accomplish. And they'll be legally compliant, all these things. Megapont is going to be the first one using their infrastructure starting next month. So you'll be able to see kind of what that looks like here real soon. Next up on the list, Stacks Degens, which is the first GameFi app on Stacks. They have a play-to-earn racing game called Stacks Degens, there in the accelerator. If you haven't played that yet, get you a D-Gen, get some racing on. It's a fun kind of blast from the past of the old days of gaming. Next up, Stacks on Chain. It just says kind of what the name is. It gives you data of stuff that's on chain. So, you know, there's a ton of data. Everything is out in the open. It's the nature of blockchains. And this gives you a way of structuring that data and seeing, like, okay, how many wallets have this much Stacks? And how many holders have... how many NFT collections have this many average holders? All kinds of different questions. You can query a bunch of different stuff. So they're working on that. Next up, Stacks NFT. They're in the cohort. I mean, there's nothing to say about Stacks NFT. Like, you know what it is. The only new thing is they changed their name. So they sold out. They're no longer affiliated with Stacks. They're on Ethereum now. And they're called Gamma. No, I'm kidding. But they did change their name to Gamma. So now you can find them at gamma.io. And yeah. Next up, Swappy. Swappy is interesting. There's a loyalty and rewards points program that's crypto native. And it's not just that you can earn points, kind of like shop through this portal, go to booking.com, book a hotel room, get 8% back. But when you get that 8% back, you don't just get it in BTC or some random token. You can swap them into different things that you actually might like. So really unlocks not being stuck in some gift card that you don't want to use. So that's pretty cool. Cybita Mining, you know these guys. They've been Citicoin's OGs since the very beginning. They're in the cohort, and they're just continuing on the mission. They're focused on Citicoins and also proof of transfer light mining applications more broadly. So I don't have any alpha on this, but it's probably safe to say that they're probably going to be there with Theopetra when Theopetra drops on July 4th, I believe. Speaking of which, the next one on the list, I think this is third to last, so we're almost there, is Theopetra. And so if you haven't heard of Theopetra, they are trying to rethink the real estate industry from a few different angles. One of them, the one that's going to be on Stacks, is called REIT, which is real estate for all together, I believe it is. I might have messed up that last letter. But they're using proof of transfer light mining to mine a token called REIT, R-E-A-T. And with that, 80% will go to Stackers, and then 20% will go to a wallet that will go towards buying multifamily properties. And so what they'll do is they'll take that multifamily property, they'll buy it, they won't raise the rents on the tenants by more than 1%, I believe in perpetuity. It might just be 5 years to start, but yeah, buy the property, be good landlords, and as the tenants pay, they'll pay the expenses of the property, so property taxes, garbage, whatever. And then the cash flows are going to go back in to the proof of transfer light mining mechanism. So the Stackers are going to get cash flows from those businesses. So the idea is that it comes back this flywheel where once you get the first property and Stackers are holding it, you're going to spin back into the next property, and then one becomes two and two becomes three, and it gets faster and faster and faster. So super interesting idea. Really excited for that one. Two left. Xverse, which is the mobile wallet that we all know and love for Stacks. And they've actually have some very punchy text now on the website, which they say it's Xverse is the number one mobile wallet for Stacks and the gateway for Bitcoiners into Web3. I love that line. They're in the cohort. And yeah, they're bringing a lot of functionality into the mobile app. They also released a web-based website to stack from, which I'm stoked about because I've been using the app. It's had some issues as far as changing accounts. My main account is my account too. It's a whole thing. We won't talk about that. But now you can just log into your Hero wallet on the website and stack from there. Super easy. I did it today. It took like 4 clicks, and I'm ready for the next cycle. So super stoked on that. Xverse team is crushing it. And then last, but certainly not least, is Zier. Zier is next generation 911, And the idea is you already have this phone in your pocket. It has all these sensors, camera, microphone, GPS, accelerometer, whatever. And when you call 911, none of that gets used for the dispatcher. So you have to really tell them where you are or they can't help you. And so Adam, the founder, thought that was just insane. And you can hear his story on a podcast I did a couple weeks ago with him. Heartfelt story. And he comes from a place of passion because of what happened to him. But so they're trying to create the next generation 911 using the tech in your phone to not just keep you safe using AI, and maybe you're in a dangerous location you weren't aware of, but also be able to record data so that if something were to happen to you, you can use some of that evidence in a trial, for example, and protect yourself. So, super interesting. And, that is the brief This Week in Stacks episode, where we just covered the new grants program, the CityCoins 2.0 upgrades, and other things going on in CityCoins. We covered AutoAlex. We covered Megapont Newsletter number 8. We covered Stacks Founders Lab and all the new people in the cohort, which is just, I mean, if you're not bullish on Stacks right now, like, I can't help you. You're on your own. So have fun in Solana. That's it for this week. See you next week. Later. Peace.
Welcome to Built on Bitcoin.
I know that things don't always go your way, but I'll be right here waiting.
I've been waiting now. I've been trying to figure out a way to make it out. Make it out, 'cause I don't